Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We've had this guy on before, quarterback guru. I mean, think of every dream you had as a kid. Josh Booty lived all of them. Pro baseball, NFL football, the guy did it all, played major college football at LSU. Now he helps quarterbacks. I know we've talked to him about that. He also does a podcast, Believe in LSU. LSU rolling in to play Vandy on Saturday. Josh, great to catch up with you again.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and this is going to be a fun week. I know for LSU, it's the first SEC game on the road, so it should be a good one.
Josh, Mickey mentioned pro baseball, pro football. What happened with the NBA career, man?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah, did the NHL not call, too?
White man can't jump. No, I wish, brother. I actually like the NBA better than I do. It's crazy. I like it as much as I do the other sports. There's no way I was playing that sport. I wish I could, but I love it. I love basketball and golf more than football and baseball.
You're a quarterback guru, and we've talked to you about different quarterbacks that you've worked with. I know that Joe Burrow right now, the quarterback for your alma mater, that dude's putting up video game numbers.
Yes, he's running the spread right now to perfection, and you know, who would have known? Of course, he played high school ball in that system, the spread system with the RPO stuff. He did it at Ohio State as he backed up for Urban Meyer's team there for 3 years before he transferred in. And, last year he ran kind of a pro-style at LSU. He won the job. He really, just really good leader, a guy that he works hard. He really does. He's a winner, and now he gets to run the spread. We brought in a guy named Joe Brady, who's a passing game coordinator for us now. He was with Sean Payton last year with the Saints. He's helping Steve Ensminger, our offensive coordinator, and they've built this spread, and they've built it around what he does, what Burrow does well, and what he's used to doing, and he just looks comfortable. I mean, he's completing 83% of his passes, first in the country, of course, first in the SEC, so we like what we see so far.
Over 12 yards per attempt, too, which is an amazing stat. Hats off to Ensminger, too, for, having the ability, ego-wise, to allow this coaching move to happen. And they sit next to each other in the press box. And that offense, I don't have to tell you, you played quarterback at the highest level, but that offense looks completely different than anything I've ever seen from LSU.
Who would have thought, really? Because, I mean, we didn't run a spread last year. We never had four or five wide receivers on the field at the same time. You know, we've got so many great players. We've got, Derek Dillon at receiver, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Terrace Marshall, tight end Steven Sullivan, who was a receiver last year. I mean, we got guys making catches and making, a lot of catches during the game. We've got running backs making catches. And LSU's never seen anything like that. We look like, we look like now Clemson or Alabama with Tua. We look like Ohio State. I mean, we're putting up numbers. And Joe Burrow had said something in the offseason, which I thought was a bold statement, and a lot of our fans did. But he said, we're going to put up 40, 50, 60 points a game, and we have the horses to do it. And everybody's like, well, that's not been our culture. Can we really get there? And then in the Texas game a couple weeks ago, I didn't know if we'd play the entire ball game with the foot pedal to the metal, and we were able to do that. We didn't go back to old LSU. We stayed with the new spread, the new LSU, and we're able to just continue to score points. And I think that's what the fans really have gotten fired up about. And people around the country have taken notice as well that we're an offense that's to be reckoned with. So it's fun to watch.
Josh Booty hanging out with us at JoshBooty10 on Twitter. Yeah, going back to how prolific this crew has been, 21 of 21 in the red zone this year. 17 of those trips have resulted in a touchdown. LSU leads the nation in trips inside the red zone with 21, and red zone scores also with that same number, 21.
Yeah, I mean, we've been effective, and that's, at any level of football, you preach, scoring in the red zone, finishing drives, putting TDs on the board. I mean, In the SEC, we're going to have that. We've got some really big games coming up. I mean, this is our first SEC game, but we've got a slate of them, a slew of them. You know, we play Florida in several weeks. We have Auburn at the home, you know, at home. We play at Mississippi State, then, of course, at Bama, which is going to be huge. And then A&M beat us last year in seven overtimes. We got them at the end of the year. So we're going to have to be able to score points. There's no doubt. I like that we can throw the football now because we're not going to be ahead in every game of the season. You know, it just doesn't happen that way. You've got to be able to move the chains when you're behind, and we haven't been able to do that in the past. I think that's something that we can do now. We've been proving it. I just think that Orgeron and Ensminger and now Brady and Burrow, they got to prove it every week. Let's get a little better every week.
What do you think about this matchup specifically, Josh Booty, our guest? Obviously, Vanderbilt struggled defending the pass against Purdue, 500-yard passer in that game. LSU, a couple defenders out. The line is 24. What do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, you know, I like LSU, of course, in the game, and not because I'm biased. I just think that we put so many athletes on the field, it's going to be tough to stop us unless you got, you know, five or six defensive backs that are really, really good. I mean, our receivers are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". I mean, okay. You know, guys we throw out there are unbelievable, and I think we got one of the best receiving groups in the country. So, you know, I think we're going to score points. You know, if I'm Vandy, if I'm Mason, I'm like, hey, guys, we've got to, you know, keep the football away from them. We've got to play as good as we can on defense, but we got to hold them up a little bit. They've been vulnerable. I mean, I know they've given up a lot of points. They've had to play Georgia already. I mean, that's not an easy slate. You've got Georgia and LSU in your first three games. I mean, two of the top five teams in the nation, and with a team that, you know, hadn't scored a lot of points. So, I don't know. It'd be hard. It's a real test for Vanderbilt because I think LSU's just got their best team in 10 years, and now this offensive package is being thrown out there at defenses. I just think we're really, really good. And Burrow's a fifth-year senior. Like, he's an experienced guy. He's an older guy. And he can make it, you know, he can do a lot. He can do a lot with his offense. He can move well enough to really hurt people.
And Josh, can I just say this on the way out? That white pants, purple jersey, white helmet, that's got some voodoo on it, man. That's as good looking
voodoo
a uniform
written
as
all over it.
Oh, dude, that's as good looking a uniform combo as I have seen.
Well, it is a good one, and you're right. It's got some New Orleans flavor to it, but it's, you know, it's fun to see. You know, I love the purple. I love the white helmets. I was at a buddy's house in Atlanta. I'm headed to the Notre Dame Georgia game tomorrow, but I was at a buddy's house in Atlanta. He had one of my brothers. Abram was a receiver at LSU that played with me, but he had one of the white helmets in his sports room, and I was like, man, that's the sickest helmet that LSU has. I love the white helmet. So, you know, with the purple jersey, I mean, it doesn't get any nastier than that.
No doubt. Well, going to be a lot of purple and gold in Nashville this weekend, and I'm sure those people will want to party with anybody that wants to party with them, and we'll catch up with you again sometime soon, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
Yes, sir. Josh Booty, at Josh Booty 10, Believe in LSU podcast. Pro football and pro baseball, you know, just because he can.
Because he can. That whole family's talented.
Yeah, there's a lot of
the Booty brothers down there in Baton Rouge.
Now there's General Booty.
General Booty coming
General
up,
Booty
yeah.
is the latest Booty to put his thumbprint on the sports world. Coming up in about 20 minutes, you have your chance to win $1,000. It's what we're doing right now. You work hard. That should be rewarded. Extra $1,000 coming your way four times every workday. The $1,000 workday payday is alive and well on 104.5 The Zone every day, 8:15, 11:15, 2:15. And yes, coming up next, 4:15, your chance to win $1,000. More with Mark Mariani and more of your calls when we come back to 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery.